Welcome to Jesus Wins, a daily devotional by Elizabeth Talbot. This whole month of September, we will be exploring the topic, Sharing His Mercy. September 21, His Warning. But woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because you shut off the kingdom of heaven from people. For you do not enter in yourselves, nor do you allow those who are entering to go in. Matthew 23, verse 13. To begin our trip in Israel, we arrived in the ancient city of Jaffa. Jaffa. Right next to the traditional site of the house of Simon the Tanner, there is a church with a beautiful painting that commemorates Peter's vision. Peter would not have entered the centurion's home if God had not communicated with him in this manner, because Jews were not allowed to enter the house of a Gentile. God had to teach his ways to his own flawed disciples. Up until now, legalistic religious beliefs have frequently gotten in the way of the spreading of the gospel, especially when one group feels superior to another. Jesus was often involved in controversies with the Pharisees and scribes due to their religious traditions and interpretations, which they placed above the commandments of God. Even now, some choose purity over mercy, denying access to God for those who don't seem to qualify. Jesus often denounced those who were tithing the mint and dill and yet neglected mercy, exposing the burden of a Pharisaical religion. If you have felt the pain of Pharisaical oppression, may God grant you His healing. Jesus condemned lack of mercy. He even said that publicans and prostitutes were getting into the kingdom of God ahead of those who were not aware of their own need for a Savior. Matthew uses the word burden twice. In Matthew 23, verse 4, talking about the scribes and the Pharisees, Jesus said that they tie up heavy burdens and lay them on men's shoulders. The other occurrence is found in Matthew 11, verse 30, in which Jesus offers us His rest. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. The Pharisees offered a heavy burden, but the burden of Jesus is light. May our hearts overflow with the joy of our salvation. And may He teach us to share Him with others openly with compassion and grace, keeping in mind His redemptive purposes. For He came to proclaim liberty to the captives and release to the oppressed.
Today's podcast was excerpted from the book Jesus Wins, published by Pacific Press Publishing Association. If you would like to purchase your own printed copy, you can do so by calling 1-800-765-6955 or by going to AdventistBookCenter.com or Jesus101.tv. From all of us at Jesus 101, thanks for listening, and remember, Jesus wins!